Welcome to the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. We hope you're encouraged by today's message and encounter God's heart through it. To find out more about us, visit lifechurchstpeters.com.
Great things are happening. So this morning, without further ado, we have four people with us this morning that are not usually with us. And I'm going to introduce Esteban and Vicente in just a second. Before I get to them, their eldest son, Joseph Batts, is here. Can I have Joseph stand up real quick? This is Joseph. You could welcome him. Joseph is this couple's eldest son and their favorite, from what Joseph has told me. I have met a couple of his siblings, and Joseph and his wife, Abby, serve in Guatemala. I'm sorry. They're all from Guatemala, including Herman, who's going to be up here also. All four of these people are native to Guatemala. Three of the four live in Guatemala, and we have my wife and I have had the privilege of going to Guatemala over maybe the last 10 years. And it's funny to have this couple here and Joseph here. When I first went to Guatemala, I have traveled somewhat, but I'd never been to Central America. And Joseph was my guide, my tour, he translated for me. And I just remember he was driving so careful. And I remember the first time I drove with Joseph, and they're on the right side of the road, not like the Brits. And I just remember he drove so carefully, so cautious, and stop and start. And I thought, my wife is going to love this man. When she comes, just the ultimate driver, and that is a true story. But Joseph and his wife, Abby, they are part of leading a church in a city called Antigua, which is the old, is that correct, Antigua? The old capital city. I've been there several times myself. And Joseph is in charge of all of much of what happens in the ministry that Don and Barb Kassbaum. Don and Barb, we love you. We recognize you. We so appreciate what you're doing. When the Lord put it on Don and Barb's heart to go to Guatemala, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, they started with connections with people and serving people and loving people. I'm 99.9, they had no idea 30 years later what this was all going to look like. But they just began reaching out to people, and some of those people are right here with us this morning. And Joseph oversees much of what happens in this ministry in Guatemala. He oversees Gratia, the teaching school that my wife and I have been able to go into before, a training school, CCI, a lot of the administration and conferences, aside from leading a church in Antigua. Is it with Jose? There's a gentleman who came and preached here probably 5-6 years ago. He had a ladder that he used on a Sunday. I think it was, I won't mention, but the ladder was gone for like 5 years and somebody found it. So we're not going to mention that the ladder disappeared with Jose. But it did not go to Guatemala. It was just here on site. But Joseph is an amazing man of God. My wife and I are friends with he and his wife, and we're so privileged to have you with us here. We love you, we respect you, and thank you for all that you're doing for all the saints in Guatemala. As I said, he is the oldest son of the couple that I'm going to introduce in just a second. Herman is in the front row speaking in some foreign language. Herman has been part of this church for, I don't know, 7-8 years, something like that. Herman Chahon is, he and his wife Kim and their daughter Brooklyn live in Columbia, Missouri, but he's here translating this morning. Herman also was a translator for me multiple times. Thank you, people, for trying to make sense of what I say in Guatemala, a foreign country. But Herman translated for me many, many times, and he will be translating for Esteban in just a second. But Herman, we love you. Thank you. You always look like a million bucks. Look at the pretty socks you've got on. It's amazing. If you get a chance, please comment on Herman's socks. They're better than anything I have ever seen me wearing. And Herman has taken it upon himself over the last 10 years or so to help me dress. And so if you have criticisms, blame it on Herman. This is the best I got, is what Herman has done here. But Herman will be translating this this morning for Esteban. And Vicente, could I have all three of you come to the front real quick, please? This is Esteban and his beautiful wife, Vicente. And Herman is on this side. Now, this gentleman, this is Esteban. This is my dear friend. The last time they lead a church in Guatemala City, He's going to translate all this. See how subtle. It's all happening. They lead a church in Guatemala City. And the last time I preached in his church, it rained so hard throughout my entire sermon, no one could hear a word I was saying. That is a true story. And I don't know if that was a gift from heaven for the people or an attack by the devil, but I just smiled. I forget even who my translator was. And I said, should I keep going? He said, sure. So it does rain in Guatemala, but we had a great time. Vicenta and Esteban have faithfully served with Don and Barb for decades. And Esteban is a pastor's pastor. He is pastor towards the 70 churches in this ministry in Guatemala. He oversees the pastors, looks after the pastors, cares for the pastors, and they do as a couple. They have many conferences that they speak at and oversee, and he just cares for people. And it is an extreme privilege for me to have this couple with us. They're also, Joseph and Esteban are amazing worship leaders. They're great on music. They both have hair, which I don't appreciate. Very offensive. But this morning, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Esteban. He's going to bring the word of God, and Herman will translate, and it'll be wonderful. And has anybody ever heard a message through a translator? I have. I actually love using a translator now when I speak. It allows me to think and pause. Don't say that, Tom. Say this. So we will have a translator this morning. And I don't know, if Vicenta wants to say something, please bring a greeting. But can I pray for this couple real quick? Can I have everyone, if you're able, can I have everyone stand, please? As we just stand with them. If it's a struggle, it's okay. Father, I thank you for this beautiful couple. I thank you for your gracious hand that has rested upon them for decades, that they have raised up ministries and ministers. They have loved your people beautifully and well. I thank you that there's a kindness and a smell of heaven upon this couple. I bless them, Father, and I thank you for them. We bless their family, their children, their grandchildren. I thank you, Father, for the courage in stepping into a foreign land where everything is so different. But Holy Spirit, I thank you that you want to speak through them to us today. And we want to hear your voice this morning. We want to mix it with faith that it would produce a harvest, and a harvest of abundance, and a harvest that remains. So bless their words. Father, we say this morning that I have a soft heart. I'm ready to receive your word, Lord, and mix it with faith. Bless them that he would have all liberality to communicate your heart to us. We thank you for these people, Father. Thank you for kingdom culture that steps over language barriers, that steps over continents and oceans. I thank you for the culture of the kingdom, where it's spirit to spirit, heart to heart. Bless this man, bless this couple. Help Herman in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Amen and amen. Amen.
Can you hear Santos, him? The Life Church. Me siento humilde delante de ustedes.
I feel humble being before you.
Porque tengo enfrente de mí a mis mentores.
Because I have the people who have discipled me.
A mi padre espiritual.
My spiritual father.
A uno de nuestros mentores en el instituto.
One of our teachers at the institute.
Algunos que nos fueron a bendecir en la predicación.
Some that came and preached. Algunos que, yeah.
Que nos
Sorry.
Fueron a bendecir enseñando.
Que nos fueron a bendecir teaching us.
Así que me siento muy humilde delante de ustedes.
So I feel humble being before you.
Me agarro de acá para que no vean cómo estoy temblando.
I'm holding this so you won't see that I am shaking. I will be doing this too.
Y me ayuda un poco que esto sea un poquito más alto porque si no necesitaría algo más pequeño.
And I'm glad that this is a little bit tall, otherwise I'll be needing something very small.
Es una bendición estar en medio de ustedes.
It is a blessing to be
Puedo
with
sentir
you.
La presencia del Señor en este lugar.
I can feel the God's presence in this place.
Aquí se mueve la presencia del Señor.
Here, the presence of God is moving.
¿Alguien me puede decir amén en esta mañana?
Somebody can say amen to that.
Amen. Cuando vamos a un estadio de fútbol,
when we go to a soccer field,
y es nuestro equipo favorito,
and it's our favorite team,
el que está cerca de meter un gol,
the one that is going to score,
y está muy cerca, decimos, se oye todo. Ooh.
And when you see that they're going to score, everybody's going, ah!
Cuando nos alegramos de escuchar las promesas de Dios en este lugar, when, entonces elevamos nuestra alabanza y decimos, amén, Señor.
When we hear the promises of God speaking to us and what he's saying to us, we all can say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Primero quiero agradecer, quiero expresar la gratitud de muchos pastores, de más de 100 pastores que han recibido la bendición allá en Guatemala.
I want to express the gratitude that more than 100 pastors have been blessed down there in Guatemala.
Porque hemos recibido la impartición.
We have received impartation.
La inversión de corazón, de tiempo.
The investment of your heart and time.
De recursos.
Money.
Primeramente, quiero honrar la vida de nuestro apóstol y padre espiritual, hermano Don Casaban.
And I want to honor our apostle and father spiritual, Don Casaban.
Espero que él no se moleste conmigo.
I hope he will not get mad at me.
Porque a él no le gusta que lo adulen.
He doesn't like that people kind of are like, oh, Don here, Don there.
Pero es una realidad.
However, it's a reality.
Porque Dios puso en el corazón de este hombre de Dios.
Because God put in this man's heart.
Invertirse.
For him to invest himself.
Tuvo en su corazón extender el amor de Dios hacia muchos niños.
God put in his heart to extend his heart to niños many kids in Guatemala.
Niños abusados.
The kids that have been abused.
Niños maltratados.
That have been beat up.
Niños que no tenían esperanza.
Kids that will not have hope.
Niños que el plan del diablo era llevarlos a la destrucción,
kids,
a la desesperación.
Kids that the devil had plans to destroy them.
A la muerte.
Probably they will die.
Pero Dios,
however, God,
que rico en misericordia,
whom is rich in mercy,
puso en el corazón de muchos,
put in the heart of many,
puso una visión con el corazón del hermano Don,
put it in Don's heart, a vision to do something.
Y en medio de adversidades,
even when things were coming against him,
en medio de oposición,
many oppositions,
el Señor estuvo abriendo puertas,
God was opening doors,
y la vida de esos niños,
and the life of those kids
fueron transformadas,
were transformed
en aquel lugar,
in that place,
en una casa de huérfanos,
in a home for orphaned kids,
vidas que fueron levantadas,
lives that were left,
que se les dio esperanza,
we gave them hope,
que se les dio alimento,
they received food,
que se les dio educación,
even education,
y entonces para ellos,
so for them,
establece un antes y después,
establish before and an after.
Porque hoy por hoy,
because today,
10 años después,
10 years later,
muchos de ellos,
many of those kids,
tienen la esperanza de una vida renovada,
of a life that has been renewed,
una vida transformada,
a life that has been transformed.
No me puedo callar de decir esto.
I cannot stop talking about this.
Y es para la honra y la gloria del
and
Señor.
And that is for the glory of the Lord.
Porque el Señor dice en su palabra.
Because the Lord says in his word.
Que él pone el querer y el hacer.
He is the one that gives us the desires and the ability
de
to do it.
De su buena voluntad.
It comes from his own good will.
Gracias, hermano Don, por entregarse de lleno allá con nosotros en Guatemala.
Giving yourself to us in Guatemala.
Amén, 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 amén. Gracias, hermana Barbarita. Gracias.
Barbarita, thank you so much.
Gracias por cada uno de ustedes que se han invertido en nosotros allá en Guatemala.
Thank you to each one of you that had invested in us down there in Guatemala.
Lo primero que puedo hacer es agradecerles.
So the first thing I can do is only say thank you.
Reconocer su tiempo.
Recognize that you have invested time.
Su esfuerzo.
Strength.
Y queremos esperar a muchos otros allá en Guatemala.
And we want to wait for each one of you to come to Guatemala.
Porque entendemos que cada vez que el Señor mueve un corazón a Guatemala.
Because we know that each time God moves a heart to go to Guatemala.
Dios está moviendo ángeles allá en Guatemala.
God is moving angels down there in Guatemala.
Vamos, alabe al Señor.
Come on, praise Jesus.
Alabe al Señor. Gloria a Dios.
Praise Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Mi hija fue una de las primeras. Mi hija y mi yerno fueron uno de los padres sustitutos allá en la casa hogar.
En Brito, niños amados, his daughter and husband were one of the first people that were there as a parent.
Y los primeros meses que estuvo ella ahí.
In the first months that she was there.
Una niña de 7 días de nacida.
A little girl. 7 days old.
Una madre desnaturalizada, obviamente, la fue a dejar en un basurero.
A mother that didn't have a heart went and threw her in a trash area.
Y entonces vienen los de derechos de los niños.
So people that are looking for
las autoridades,
kids, authorities,
la fueron a recoger,
went and picked up this little girl,
y llamaron a la casa hogar.
So they call at a Brito.
Para que la pudieran recibir.
So they say, hey, would you take this little girl?
Una de las primeros niños que, bebés que recibieron en la casa hogar.
So one of the very first kids that Niños Amados received.
Mi hija, por cierto, tenía su bebé de como de 2 meses, 3 meses.
And my daughter, she had her own kid. It was about 3 months old.
Entonces tuvo el privilegio de tener dos bebés alrededor de ella.
So she had the privilege to have her own kid and another one, two little ones.
Una bebé cuya esperanza era la destrucción y la muerte.
So one little girl that all that could expect was destruction and death.
Pero el Señor hizo la diferencia.
But God made the difference.
A través del trabajo de entrega de corazones que se movieron para establecer el reino de Dios.
God moved through people in hearts by opening this place.
Hoy por hoy,
so today,
esta niña,
this little girl,
está llena de vida,
is full of
de esperanza.
Life. She has hope.
Unos padres que le aman.
She has parents that love her. She was adopted, by the way. Not by her daughter, but somebody else adopted her.
Colosenses 2:14 dice.
In Colossians 2,
dice de este modo.
It says,
porque había un decreto en contra de nosotros.
There was a decree against us.
Un decreto de parte del enemigo en contra de nosotros.
A decree that was coming from our enemy.
La muerte.
Death.
El pecado.
Sin.
La desesperación.
Desperation.
Pero la palabra del Señor dice.
But God's word says.
Que en la cruz del Calvario.
That the cross of the Calvary.
El Señor sacó a vergüenza.
God or Jesus. Put in shame.
Principados y potestades.
Put in shame all principalities and authorities.
Entonces ese decreto que era en contra de esta bebé.
So that decree that was against that little girl.
Ese decreto que era en contra mía.
That decree that was against me.
Cuando hallaba yo estaba perdido en delitos y pecados.
I was lost in sin.
Tomando licor con mis amigos.
I was drinking with my friends.
Apartado de Dios.
I was walking away from God.
Cruzándome con drogas y marihuana, etc.
I was doing drugs, all kinds of drugs.
Pero Dios se recordó.
But God remembered.
Y dijo, este era el decreto en contra de Esteban.
And God said, this was the decree against Esteban.
Este era el decreto en contra de los niños de la casa hogar.
This was the decree for those kids at the orphanage.
Pero vino el Señor y agarró ese decreto y ahí lo clavó en la cruz del Calvario.
So Jesus came and took that decree and nailed it at the cross.
Y nos dio una esperanza nueva.
And that gives us a new hope. In him.
Me siento emocionado.
I am emotional.
Yo también perdí a mis padres cuando era pequeño.
I lost my parents when I was little.
No conocí a mi mamá.
I didn't know who my mom was.
Porque tenía 8 o 9 meses cuando ella murió.
I was 7 or 8 months old when she died.
Apenas tengo memoria de mi papá Porque tenía como 3 años cuando él falleció.
I have a little memory about my dad because I was 3 years old when he died.
Y entonces crecí en medio de la pobreza.
So I grew up in a very poor place.
No era consciente de ello.
And I didn't know that I was poor.
5 hermanos quedamos huérfanos.
So 5 of us ended up being orphans.
Y de niño probablemente no era consciente de la falta de paternidad.
So as a little one, I didn't know what meant not having a dad.
Y por un buen tiempo en mi juventud.
So for a long time when I was young.
Perdí mi identidad por causa de ello.
Being a youth, I lost my identity due to not having a dad.
Y en medio de esa circunstancia.
So in the midst of all that.
Yo llevaba como necesitado de una muleta para cargar, para sobrellevar mi peso.
So I was using, I don't know how you call that, I forgot those things that you put on the arm when you break your leg. Crutch, thank you. One of those things that is like,
Entonces,
just to hold my weight.
Yo había puesto una coraza enfrente de mí.
So I had put something in front of me.
La coraza de autosuficiencia.
So I said, oh, I have this that will cover me and I'm enough.
Una coraza de que yo lo puedo, yo no necesito a nadie.
I have this shield, like I said, I don't need anybody.
Nadie va a venir en contra mía. Si
nobody is going to come against
yo
me.
Yo tengo mis derechos.
I have my rights.
Pero eso era por fuera.
But that was for the outside.
Por dentro, yo tenía un vacío.
But inside of me, I was empty.
Por dentro, yo tenía marcas
inside
de la falta
of me,
de paternidad.
I had marks because I didn't have my dad.
Y yo venía cargando con esa debilidad.
And I was going like this because that was a weakness.
Y entonces, cuando encontré a esta chica en el camino,
so when I found this beautiful girl in my way,
fue una bendición para mí.
She was a blessing to me.
Porque no solamente encontré una esposa.
I didn't just found a wife.
Encontré una mamá.
I found a mom.
De hecho, yo le digo mamita.
As a matter of fact, I said, hi, mommy.
Pero esas debilidades que yo venía cargando.
But those weaknesses that I was carrying with me.
Terminé echándoselas a ella.
I ended up putting them on her.
¿Alguien me entiende?
Do you understand
mis
what
vacíos,
I'm saying?
So my emptiness. Mis inseguridades.
I was insecure.
Mis complejos.
Things that I wasn't
todo ello.
With me. All those
entonces
things.
Fue difícil el inicio de nuestro matrimonio.
So I put all those on her and that made our marriage very difficult.
Pero cuando encontramos al Señor en el camino.
But when we both found Jesus in our way.
O mejor todavía, cuando Él nos encontró.
Even better, when Jesus found us.
Wow, las cosas cambiaron.
Things changed.
Él sanó cada área.
He healed every spot
porque
of my life.
Es bueno.
Because he is good.
Es maravilloso.
He is wonderful.
Él nos salva.
He is our Savior.
Él nos protege.
He is
Él
our
nos protects
us.
Él nos cuida.
Él take care of us.
Como un padre responsable.
As a responsible father.
Sin embargo.
Nevertheless.
Aún todavía había algo que arreglar en mi corazón.
Still, something was missing that needed to be fixed in my heart.
Y en un retiro.
So I went to a retreat.
El Señor habla a mi corazón.
God spoke to my heart.
Y me dice.
And he said.
Nunca más digas. Que no has tenido un padre.
So please don't say that you have never had a father.
Porque yo te he cuidado desde pequeño.
I have been taking care of you since you were little.
Desde el vientre de tu madre.
Even in your mother's womb.
Porque si yo no he sido un padre para ti, me decía el Señor.
So the Lord was telling me, said, if I haven't been a father to you,
entonces ¿qué soy?
So then what am I?
Pero no fue suficiente.
But that was not enough.
Y el Señor me dijo.
So God spoke to me.
Aún así.
Even though you don't think that
yo
I'm
te
your
voy
father.
A poner
I'm going to give you.
A un padre.
A father.
Que te va a cuidar.
That he will take care of you.
Va a tener cuidado de ti.
He will watch over you.
Y yo quebrado físicamente porque me quebré también en una motocicleta.
And even though I was broken inside, but also physically because I had an accident on a motorcycle.
Me invitaron a un retiro.
I was broken leg, so I was invited to this retreat.
Y el hermano Don estaba dirigiendo, liderando el grupo de pastores.
So Don was leading this group of pastors.
Y yo llegué.
So I came.
y me puse la comida era una comida muy fina y yo no estaba preparado para ello.
And then they serve us a nice lunch, really nice lunch, and I was not prepared for something that nice.
¿Y algo me hizo mal?
And something made me sick.
Le dije a mi esposa, está precioso el retiro, pero me voy a tener que ir.
So I told my wife, this is wonderful, but I gotta go.
Si quieres, nos vamos de regreso.
So if you want, we can leave now.
Pero yo dije, haré un esfuerzo.
But you know what? I'm just going to stay a little bit longer.
Y en el retiro esa noche,
and that night, at that retreat,
el Señor pone las palabras en el corazón del hermano Don.
So God spoke to Don and put words to him.
El Señor me pone.
And put Don in those hearts to say something.
Tomarte como un verdadero hijo.
And said, Don said to him, said, I'm going to take you like a son.
Dios me pone tomar cuidado de ti.
And he will take care of you.
El Señor responde al corazón de aquellos
God
que están necesitados en cada área de su vida.
They are needed and has a lot of needs in their hearts.
Y hoy probablemente algunos de ustedes necesiten esta palabra.
So maybe some of you, you need to hear this word today.
Quizá la vida te ha marcado en alguna de las áreas de tu vida.
So maybe you have been damaged in some point of your life.
Pero Dios tiene un plan mucho mejor, mucho más grande,
but
mucho
God
más precioso para ti.
Has a better plan, much better plan for you.
Quiere sanar cada área.
He wants to heal every area.
Quiere que lo podamos reconocer a él.
He wants us to recognize him.
Como el que suple.
He's the one that provides.
Todas las necesidades.
Every single need.
Porque él es un padre responsable.
Because he is a responsible father.
Un padre lleno de gracia.
A father that is full of grace.
Amén, amén. Démosle un aplauso al Señor.
Give thanks to God.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Glory be to God.
Gloria a Dios. Por favor, leamos Daniel. Un par de versos quiero darle en esta mañana.
Couple of chapters of the Bible, not chapters.
Daniel capítulo 11, verso 32.
Daniel 11:32. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him.
Yeah. Eso es. It is. Daniel estaba viviendo en una circunstancia muy difícil.
So Daniel was going through a very difficult time.
Habían sido llevados cautivos a Babilonia.
So he was sent captive to Babylonia.
De hecho, el rey había el rey se había llevado incluso algunos utensilios del templo.
Even the king took some of the golden things from the temple.
Era un rey maligno.
He was a bad king.
Había matado a las mujeres, matado a niños.
He killed women and kids.
Y había llevado cautivos a un buen pueblo, a algún buen grupo del pueblo de Israel.
And he took some of God's people, Israel, to Babylon.
Era muy difícil para Israel.
So it was a difficult time for Israel.
Sin embargo,
nevertheless,
gracias al esfuerzo de los hijos de Dios.
So thanks to God's people, his children.
Hoy por hoy tenemos el relato de Daniel siendo liberado.
So now we can learn that Daniel was freed
del foso de los leones.
That he was taken off from the lions.
Recordamos la historia de Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego.
So we know the story of Sadrach, Mesach and Abednego.
¿Cómo se expresa el milagro de Dios cuando fueron ellos destinados a ese horno de fuego?
So they tell us how they were destined to go to this oven full of fire.
Sin embargo, ellos dijeron,
but nevertheless, they said,
no adoraremos a la estatua que el Señor está buscando que adoremos.
We are not going to worship that statue that the king has put in place.
Al contrario,
we will.
Nosotros tenemos un Dios que nos puede salvar.
We have a God that can save us.
Y si no nos salva,
even though if he chooses not to save us,
de todos modos nosotros no nos inclinaremos.
We will not kneel before that statue.
Amen. Hoy por hoy, el pueblo de Dios está siendo desafiado.
So even today, Israel has been defined.
Hay un sacudimiento
things are being shaken
en los países.
In many countries.
Yo les bendigo a ustedes.
And I bless you.
Porque al momento de venir aquí a San Luis, Missouri,
when I came here to San Luis, Missouri,
pude encontrar mucha paz en el ingreso.
I found a lot of peace when I came here.
Mucha tranquilidad.
Everything was tranquil.
Y yo le expresaba al hermano Darren.
And I was telling Darren,
oh, yo estoy viniendo aquí, siento como que estoy llegando a la Nueva Jerusalén.
So I felt like I'm coming to the New Jerusalem.
Vamos, vamos.
Come on, give hand to God.
Sin embargo, yo sé que hay desafíos aquí en el país.
And I do know that there are challenges here in this country as well.
Hay una agenda de parte del enemigo.
So the enemy has an agenda.
La política se hace tan difícil ahora.
Nowadays politics are so hard.
Y entonces el pueblo de Dios tiene que levantarse en contra de esos desafíos.
So the people, God's people, have to rise up against those challenges.
Nosotros también en Guatemala estamos siendo desafiados.
We have our own challenges in Guatemala as well.
Quieren imponernos con este nuevo gobierno.
The new government wants to put something against us.
Una agenda inclinada al aborto.
An agenda that approves abortion.
Una agenda inclinada a la ideología de género.
An ideology of gender.
Y así por el estilo, una agenda socialista.
An agenda that is socialist agenda.
Quieren sacar a Dios. De hecho, han buscado sacar a Dios de las aulas escolares.
They are looking ways how they can get God or Jesus out of the schools.
Pero el pueblo que conoce a su Dios,
but the people that knows his God,
se esforzará,
is going to rise up,
y actuará,
and is going to do something about
amén,
it.
Amén, 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 amén. No nos vamos a quedar de brazos cruzados.
We are not going to just be with our arms crossed.
Dios está por nosotros.
God is for us.
Nos levantaremos en el nombre de Jesús.
We will rise up in the name of Jesus.
Pelearemos con las armas de nuestra milicia.
And we will fight with the arms that he has given us.
La palabra del Señor dice que son más los que están con nosotros.
The Bible says that there are more the ones that are with us
que los que están en contra de nosotros.
Than those that are against us.
Y entonces puedo recordar al pueblo de los Estados Unidos.
So I can remember the U.S.
Abraham Lincoln. Benjamin Franklin.
Muchos
de ellos, de
many
hecho,
of
hay
them,
escritos.
People have written about them.
Que ellos se comunicaban entre sí.
They talked among themselves.
Y utilizaban versos de la Biblia para utilizarlas como un soporte de su comunicación.
And they used verses of the Bible to communicate on things that they wanted to do.
Porque estaban persuadidos.
Because they knew.
De que lo principal.
That what was right.
Era caminar con los decretos de Dios.
Was to walk based on the decrees of God.
Por eso.
That's
por
why,
eso los Estados Unidos es un país bendecido.
That's why the United States is a blessed country.
Porque es un país fundamentado. Sus fundamentos son la palabra de Dios.
Because the foundation of this country is the word of God.
Y es tiempo de levantarnos.
So it's time to rise up.
Es tiempo de retomarlos en el nombre de Jesús.
It's time for us to take our place and retake those things, those truths.
Hoy en Guatemala tenemos ese desafío.
So in Guatemala we have that challenge.
Y por eso el Señor me pone esta otra cita.
So that's why God is giving me this other verse.
Primera Corintios.
First Corinthians.
Capítulo 15.
15.
Verso 57.
And verse 57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God. He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Por lo tanto,
therefore,
mis queridos hermanos,
my beloved brothers and sisters,
manténganse firmes,
stay firm,
y constantes,
and constantly,
creciendo siempre,
growing constantly
en la obra del Señor,
doing the things of God.
Is the next verse, please?
58. There's no 58.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Yeah. Okay. Nosotros ahora somos la generación que Dios llamó.
So now we are that generation that God is calling
para este tiempo.
For this season.
Acabamos de salir de una crisis del COVID.
So we just came out of COVID.
Y en medio de esa circunstancia,
in the middle of all that,
el Señor se glorificó.
God was glorified.
Esta es una generación que Dios está usando.
This is a generation that God is using.
Para levantar nuestros países.
So that we can lift up our countries.
Porque es el tiempo, dice la palabra.
Because this is the season, the word says.
Que se manifiesten los hijos de Dios.
This is the time for the children of God to manifest.
Y que los hijos de Dios.
That so that the children of God.
Manifiesten la gloria de Dios.
Manifest God's glory.
Ciertamente.
So truly,
en muchas circunstancias,
in many circumstances,
en muchas adversidades,
and even things against us,
tenemos nosotros que enfrentarnos.
So we need to embrace them.
No negamos el ataque del enemigo.
We are not saying, there's nothing against us.
La palabra del Señor dice,
God's word says,
que anda como león rugiente.
The enemy is like a lion.
Buscando a quien devorar.
Looking to whom devour.
Y dice la palabra.
And the word says.
Que nosotros no ignoramos las maquinaciones del enemigo.
We cannot forget about what he is doing, the enemy is doing against us.
Pero el Señor nos ha levantado como gente de conquista.
But God has raised us as a conquistadors.
Como gente de avance en su reino.
People that can advance his kingdom.
Y entonces necesitamos estar persuadidos de esta palabra.
So we need to understand this word.
Gracias a Dios que Él nos da la victoria por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
So thank be to God that we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Es necesario que tengamos una conciencia de victoria.
So we have to be conscious that we are victorious.
Es necesario que tengamos una mentalidad de victoria.
We have to have that mentality of victory.
No importa la circunstancia.
It doesn't matter the circumstances.
Pablo estaba siendo a un principio era perseguidor de la iglesia.
Paul, he was the one that was going after the church in the beginning.
Pero el perseguidor se convirtió en perseguido.
So the one that was persecuting the church became part, and now he is part of that church.
Recordamos cuando quisieron matarlo.
So we remember people
por
tried to kill him
la palabra.
For preaching the word.
Me imagino la gente tirándole piedras, golpeándolo.
So I can imagine people throwing rocks at him, trying to beat him up.
Lo dejaron tirado en el camino.
So he was left for dead in the road.
Lo dejaron tirado porque lo consideraron como muerto.
They thought, oh well, finally he's dead.
Y entonces me imagino una hora, dos horas después.
So I can imagine in my brain.
Ensangrentado.
An hour, 2 hours, all beat up and bloody.
Con partes hinchadas por causa de los golpes.
Swollen because the beat up.
Y entonces se levanta.
So he gets up.
Oh, no estoy muerto aún.
Oh, I'm not dead yet.
Okay, Señor.
So God.
Dime dónde me toca que predicar ahorita.
Where do you want me to go and preach your word now?
¿A dónde me diriges para predicar?
Where do you want me to go and preach your word?
Porque no importan las circunstancias.
It doesn't matter the circumstances.
Dios nos lleva de victoria en victoria.
God is taking us from victory to victory, from glory to glory.
Y es que la palabra nos dice que no hemos recibido un espíritu de cobardía.
So the Bible says that we have not received a spirit.
Ni de temor.
Of fear. Thank you.
Sino hemos recibido el Espíritu de Dios.
So we have received the Spirit of God.
Por la cual clamamos.
So therefore we can cry out.
Abba Padre.
Abba Father.
Papito.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Papito.
Y ese. Amen. Y ese mismo espíritu,
and that very spirit,
nos asegura,
is securing
que
us,
somos hijos de Dios,
is assuring us that we are God's children,
somos herederos de Dios,
we are co-inheritors with God,
coherederos con Cristo,
with Christ,
y si sufrimos con él,
if we suffer with Christ,
también gobernaremos con él,
we
nosotros
will reign
tendremos
with
con
him,
parte de su gloria,
so
gloria
we'll
a Dios,
be part of his glory. Glory be to God.
La creación.
So the creation
está esperando.
Is waiting.
La manifestación de los hijos de Dios.
To the children of God to be manifested.
¿Dónde están esos hijos de Dios?
Where are those children of God?
¿Dónde están esas hijas de Dios?
Where are those girls, the children of God?
¿Dónde están esos guerreros?
Where are those warriors?
Aquellos que se levantan.
Those that rise up.
Para levantar el reino de Dios.
To lift up the kingdom of God.
Wow. Tu victoria no depende de ti mismo.
Your personal victory doesn't depend on you yourself.
Depende de lo que Dios ya ha hecho por ti.
It depends on what God has done for you already.
Dios nos dice, yo soy suficiente para ti. Ese era uno de los versos del canto.
So we were singing this morning, said, he is enough for us. That's what he's telling us. I am enough for you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen. Y es que, ¿cuántos de nosotros como padres responsables dejaríamos a nuestros hijos, a nuestros bebés, sin atención?
We'll leave our children, not leaving them there, not giving them attention.
Ayer estábamos congratulándolos, felicitando a la esposa de Mónica, la esposa de nuestro hermano Darin.
Yesterday we were commending Monica.
Cumpliendo años.
Was her birthday.
Y estaba celebrando en familia.
So we were celebrating in family.
Pero había algo.
But there was something
que opacaba un poco la celebración del cumpleaños.
That something was missing in the celebration.
Ese algo importante era la nietecita.
It was the grandchild.
Y ahí está la nietecita y todos con la nieta, con la bebé.
So everybody with the grandchild going around.
Porque nuestros pequeños nos inspiran al cuidado.
Because our little ones inspire us to be careful.
Ahora si eso somos nosotros.
So that if that is us.
Plagados de debilidades.
With fragile,
de errores,
and we are with mistakes.
Cuanto más nuestro Padre Celestial.
How much more our Heavenly Father.
Me gusta mucho Isaías 49, 15 y 16.
Isaías
49 and 15. ¿Podrá una madre,
can a mother,
olvidar a su niño de pecho?
Forget their baby at her breast.
Y dejar de amar al hijo que ha dado a luz.
And have no compassion on the child that she has born.
Aun cuando ella se olvidare.
Though she may forget.
Yo no te olvidaré.
I will not forget
yo
you.
No te olvidaré.
I will not forget you.
Te llevo grabada en mis palmas, dice el Señor.
I have written your name in his hands.
Tus muros los tengo siempre presentes.
The walls around you, I always have them in front of me.
Entonces tendremos una lucha.
So we are going to have a fight.
La vida es un desafío.
We constantly in our lives, we have challenges.
Oposición.
Circumstances are things that come against us.
Pero no vivimos según las circunstancias.
But we cannot live based on those circumstances.
Vivimos según la esperanza que Dios nos tiene.
We have to live in the hope that we
Él
have
es nuestro
in Christ.
Padre.
Because he is
Él
our
es
Father.
Nuestro padre.
He is our Father.
Por eso debemos de tener un entendimiento.
So that's why we have to
una
have this understanding in our hearts.
De que por causa de esto,
because of that,
nosotros somos victoriosos.
Because of him, we are victorious.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén. Primera Corintios 2:9.
1 Corinthians 2:9.
Antes bien, como está escrito,
as it is written. However, as it is written.
Cosas que ojo no vio.
What eyes have not seen.
Ni oído yo.
What no ear has heard.
Ni ha subido en corazón de hombre.
And what no human mind has conceived.
Son las cosas que Dios ha preparado.
The things that God has prepared
para los que le aman.
For those that who love him.
Pero Dios no lo reveló.
So God has revealed
por el Espíritu.
These are things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit.
Porque el Espíritu,
the Spirit,
escudriña,
searches all things,
aún lo profundo de Dios.
Even the deep things of God.
El mismo espíritu que Dios nos ha dado.
The same spirit that God has given us.
Nos trae la certeza.
Give us that certainty. That security.
De que somos sus hijos.
That we are his children.
De que somos victoriosos.
We are victorious.
Que dentro de nosotros.
That inside of us.
Está el espíritu del vencedor.
Is lives the
operando en nosotros.
Of the victorious God.
Hay adversidades.
There are things that come against us.
Pero no importa.
Those adversities, it doesn't matter.
Dios nos ayuda a ir sobre las adversidades.
God help us to overcome those
Gloria
adversities. So glory
Gloria
be to God.
Gloria a Dios. De hecho, las adversidades.
Therefore, I'm sorry. The adversities
nos ayudan a ver.
Help us to see
la obra milagrosa de Dios.
The miracles work of God.
Yo puedo recordar cuando mi esposa quedó esperando del tercer bebé.
So I remember when my wife had was pregnant with our third child.
Ella se enfermó, mi esposa.
So my wife got sick.
Y a los dos meses nosotros no sabíamos que estaba esperando.
We didn't know that she was pregnant.
Dos meses.
So about 8 weeks into the pregnancy.
Y entonces le salieron unas bombitas.
So something started swelling on her skin.
Y entonces le dijeron, tenemos que hacer unas pruebas.
So the doctor said, well, we need to do some tests.
¿Cómo se llamaba la enfermedad? Y entonces el doctor dijo, confirmamos que es rubiola.
So the doctor said, oh, she has this infirmity.
Esta enfermedad rubiola.
This infirmity, rubiola is in Spanish.
Provoca esas bombitas.
So it's the ones that provokes the swollen things in the skin.
Y entonces le dijo, señora, usted, el doctor le dijo, señora, usted está esperando bebé.
So the doctor said, are you expecting a child?
No, le dijo, no estoy esperando bebé.
I said, no, I'm not.
Pero necesito que se haga una muestra de embarazo.
I said, well, just to be safe, I want you to have a pregnancy test.
Y entonces fuimos a hacer la prueba de embarazo.
So they went and did the test.
Y salió positivo que ella estaba esperando bebé.
She was pregnant.
Y entonces el doctor ya con las muestras dijo, señora, vamos a tener que hacerle un legrado, un aborto, un legrado, porque no es posible que ese bebé se pueda desarrollar bien.
So now that we know that you're pregnant and with that infirmity, is that a good thing? So therefore you need to basically do an abortion.
La razón era porque esas bombas que salen en el cuerpo.
Because those things that comes in your skin.
El bebé se está formando.
So the baby is forming himself.
Y esas bombas le salen al bebé.
So the same infirmity.
Al embrión.
Will go to the baby.
Y entonces allá donde va a salir el brazo.
So the arm will come out.
Si hay una bombita ahí.
If there is one of those little things that she had in her skin.
Entonces el brazo va a salir deforme o no va a salir.
If it goes to the baby, then the arm
si
has the possibility to grow well.
Si sale una bombita o una infección en el ojo.
Or if that infection goes to the eye.
Es seguro que va a nacer ciego o sin un ojo.
That may cause that don't have eye or might be blind.
Y entonces dijimos, el doctor dijo tiene que abortar.
So the doctor said, I will say that you need to have an abortion.
Pero nosotros éramos cristianos nuevos.
But we were Christians, even though we were baby Christians.
Y puedo recordar que nosotros fuimos angustiados al pastor.
So we very sad and wondering when to talk to the pastor.
Y entonces él nos dijo.
So he said to us.
Si ustedes tienen fe para esperar en el Señor.
If you have faith and you can wait on the
Dios
Lord.
Dios puede hacer una obra en ustedes.
God can do a miracle in your lives.
Y puedo recordar.
And I can still remember.
No sé por qué.
And I don't even know why.
No tomamos la decisión de ir donde el doctor.
We chose not to go back to the doctor.
Porque era algo puramente, era el paso natural a tomar.
The natural thing was to go back to him.
Sin embargo, el Señor nos puso pelear la batalla en oración.
But God told us, fight this in prayer.
3 meses.
3 months.
4 meses.
4 months.
5 meses.
5 months.
Y el doctor dijo, no es posible. Entonces nosotros dejamos de ir al doctor.
And the doctor said, this is not possible. You need to do something. So they stopped going to the doctor.
Él todavía decía, hay tiempo todavía para que no pongamos en peligro la salud de su esposa.
So he said, still time, you cannot put in danger your wife's body.
Y entonces llegamos a los 9 meses.
So 9 months. Or
Señor,
six
estamos
weeks.
Confiados en ti.
Lord, we are trusting you.
Había evidencia que íbamos a tener problemas con ese bebé.
Evidently, we were going to have problems based on the doctor's opinion.
Pero en la gracia de Dios,
but in God's grace,
caminamos en fe.
We walked in faith.
Y puedo recordar cuando ella fue llevada al hospital.
So I remember when she was taken to the hospital.
Y estábamos esperando que naciera el bebé.
And we were waiting for she to have the baby.
Allá en Guatemala no es como acá que, bueno, ahora sí, pero en ese tiempo yo no podía estar presente en la al tener el bebé.
Back in the day, the mom would go by herself and he could not go. Nowadays that has changed, but back then she went by herself.
Al otro día yo la visité para ir a ver al bebé y a ella.
So the following day I went to visit her and the baby.
Y lo primero que le pregunté a ella es, ¿dónde está el bebé?
So the first thing I asked her is like, Vicenta, where's the baby?
Y entonces lo empecé a destapar.
So I started uncovering the baby.
Sus ojos estaban cerrados.
Yeah, the baby's eyes were closed.
Y entonces empecé a ver si estaba completo.
So I started checking to see if he was complete.
Y entonces ella empezó a llorar.
And the baby started crying.
Y me dijo, Esteban.
And then it said, Esteban.
Está completo.
It's complete. He's not missing anything. The baby's healthy.
Dios es el mismo de ayer. Cristo es el mismo de ayer, de hoy y por los siglos.
God, Christ is the same as yesterday, today and forever.
Amén, amén. Por eso tenemos que tener la convicción de que somos victoriosos.
So that's why we need to be certain and have that conviction that we are victorious.
Ese conocimiento interno.
So that knowledge inside of us.
Es el resultado.
That is the result.
De la nueva creación.
The new creation.
Del nuevo engendramiento que tenemos en el Espíritu.
That new thing that we have. Through the Spirit.
No es de nosotros.
It doesn't come from
Dios.
Us. Come from God.
Es la imagen misma del Creador puesta
it's
en nosotros.
The image of God, the Creator, based on us.
Ahora estamos en un reino inconmovible.
Now we are in a movable kingdom.
Un reino donde no hay límites.
There is a kingdom. This kingdom does not have end.
No hay límites para Dios.
There is no limitations to God.
Nosotros somos los que ponemos esos límites.
We are the ones that put the limits.
Y hoy por hoy.
So today.
El Señor quiere.
The Lord wants.
Que tengamos esa conciencia victoriosa.
That we take heart. Take that conscientious idea of being victorious.
Cuando tengo esa conciencia victoriosa.
So when I know that I'm victorious,
eso hace y provoca y cultiva.
So that start moving and start cultivating
la realidad,
the reality,
de la presencia de Dios en
the
mí.
God's presence in us.
La posición de victoria me hace ver cada vez más real la presencia de Dios.
That attitude of being victorious allowed me to see the reality of God's presence.
Cuando estamos en la presencia de Dios.
So when we are in God's presence.
Huye el temor.
The fear goes away.
Huye la tristeza.
Sadness goes away.
Huye la desesperación.
Desperation goes away.
Es un refrescamiento.
So we get refreshed.
Cuando estaba hablando nuestra hermana, ¿cómo se llama la hermana que estaba?
Audrey.
Mis saludos para Audrey. ¿Dónde
Audrey,
está Audrey?
Audrey, where are you?
Yo recuerdo a Audrey, a John. Oh, yes.
John and Block. Audrey, I remember them.
John Block. Mis saludos.
Greetings to you.
Los amo.
I love you, brothers.
Oh, gloria a Dios. Ella estaba soltando la palabra.
So she was giving
nuestro,
that word.
Nuestro Señor es una roca.
God is
una
that
roca inconmovible.
That rock that doesn't move.
Cada vez que tenemos conciencia de la cultivamos esa presencia de Dios.
So when we cultivate God's presence.
Empezamos a abrir nuestros ojos espirituales.
We start opening our spiritual eyes.
A las realidades espirituales.
To the reality of the kingdom.
Entonces yo no camino conforme las circunstancias.
So I don't walk the base of the circumstances.
Camino conforme
I
las
walked,
promesas de Dios.
Based on God's promises.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amén. Hoy estamos siendo desafiados.
So today we are taking a challenge.
Para manifestar.
So that we can manifest.
Esa gloria de hijos de Dios.
That glory as children of God.
Cuando tú caminas en fe.
So when you walk in faith.
Cuando le das una palabra a tu vecino.
So when you give a word
cuando oras
to somebody.
Por el necesitado.
When you pray for that one that
cuando
is in need.
Hablas las promesas de Dios.
When you start speaking God's
estableces
promises.
El reino donde quiera que vas.
You start establishing
haces
the kingdom of God wherever you go.
El reino de Dios. Haces que se expanda
so
el reino
you make
de Dios.
The kingdom of God grow.
Y entonces comenzamos a ver la gloria de Dios.
So that's when we start seeing God's glory.
Milagros.
Amen. Miracles.
Prodigios. Provisión.
Great things. Protection.
La tristeza es cambiada en gozo.
So the sadness becomes
la desesperación
happiness.
Es cambiada en esperanza.
So what, when you didn't have, you were hopeless.
Porque,
now you have hope.
Porque la esperanza está aquí.
Because the hope is here.
The hope is here. The hope is here. Okay. Pongámonos de pie.
Could you please stand on your feet?
Si alguien en este momento está necesitado,
if somebody is in need,
de que el Señor haga algo sobrenatural en él,
if you want that God do something more than natural,
en su vida,
something in your
ese
life,
es un buen momento,
this is the time,
para acercarnos con esa convicción.
So you can come with that
decirle,
conviction
Señor,
and say, Lord,
tú lo harás.
I know you will do it.
Tú abrirás puertas.
You will open doors
donde no hay.
Where there is no doors.
Tú obrarás, Señor.
Yes. You will do so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Si hay alguien está necesitado, levante su mano y todos vamos a orar ahora.
If
en el nombre
somebody
de Jesús.
In need, just raise your hand where you are. We'll just, we all will pray.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the
ahora,
name of
en
Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús. Oramos por cada necesidad.
We pray for each need.
Oramos por cada matrimonio.
We pray for each marriage.
Oramos por cada corazón necesitado.
We pray for every needed heart.
Oramos por una impartición, Señor.
We pray for your impartition.
Impartición de tu gloria.
For your glory
de
to be
fortaleza
and strength,
de tu unción,
your anointing,
de tu promesa,
of your promises.
Ahora mismo, Señor.
So in this moment,
quiero molestarlo con unos segundos para estar orando. Ahí hablamos, abramos nuestros labios, abramos
so
nuestros labios.
I want to take a few
hallelujah.
Minutes.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
Open your
hallelujah.
Mouth and start praying.
Hazlo, Señor.
And
hazlo,
if
Señor.
You can speak in tongues,
oh,
speak in tongues.
Oh, habla tus lenguas. Ahora mismo, pongamos una mano en el hombro de nuestro hermano ahí
so
en el nombre de Jesús.
Rest your arm to the person next to you.
Ahora mismo.
So put your ahora hand mismo. In your shoulder.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, en
Father,
el nombre
in
de
the
Jesús.
Name of Jesus.
Obra, Señor, obra, obra en mi hermano.
Make a way.
Tú conoces la necesidad de mi
you
hermano.
Know their needs.
Tú conoces la necesidad de mi hermana, Señor.
You know the need of
ahora
my sister.
Mismo,
in this moment.
Pido una impartición.
So I pray that you
pido
will impart.
Nuevas fuerzas.
For a strength.
Pido aliento de Dios.
That you will give
Señor,
of you.
Renunciamos a la tristeza.
We say no more
renunciamos
to sadness.
Renunciamos a la preocupación.
We say no more
te
worriness.
Entregamos nuestras necesidades,
so we
Señor.
Put in your hands our needs.
Y esperamos
and we put our hope
tu obra maravillosa
your wonderful work
en nuestras vidas
in our lives
en el nombre de Jesús
in the name of Jesus
amen
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 amen, amen. Amen. Thank you Tom
thank you Tom okay so if you could if you're standing remain standing I saw you Rowan sit down no I'm teasing sweetheart. If you're here this morning and you have an impossible situation, and I mean impossible, I have had some shoulder ache and some shoulder pain, so I'm going to a physical therapist. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an impossible situation. It could be, I'm assuming, health, relational, financial, an impossible situation. I happen to know this couple. And the Lord uses them. If you have an impossible situation, I'm going to dismiss the meeting in just a second. And I would like you to come forward to be prayed for. You may have been prayed for 13 times or 138 times. What about this time? God is a God of miracles, as he was talking about with their third child, supernatural. The doctor said there's no hope, just abort the child. They said, no, we're going to trust in Jesus. The Lord uses people in gifts and ministries and healings. So if you have an impossible situation, I'd like you to come forward in just a second. Can I pray for you real quick? Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for sending these beautiful people here to this country. Father, I thank you that you're the same God in Guatemala as the same God here. And you're no respecter of persons. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you bring life. You're the author of life. You're our healer. And you bring heaven to earth. Jesus, I thank you that you love every person here. There's no condemnation. You don't use guilt and shame to motivate people. But you bring the peace of heaven into impossible situations. And you bring the life of heaven into impossible situations. Father, I thank you that in heaven there is nothing impossible. There is nothing too great for you. In fact, I'll say this. It's easy for you, Jesus. It's easy for you to heal. It's easy for you to bring hope. It's easy for you to bring peace. Because you're the Prince of Peace. So, Father, we receive from you right now. We receive from you right now. Throw off shame. Throw off discouragement. Throw off depression. And walk in freedom. Thank you, Jesus, that you're everything to us. Now as we dismiss, be blessed in Jesus' name. That we would speak words of life, words of strength to people around us. We started home first. We're going to be vessels and ambassadors of life in our own home. Bringing kingdom of heaven into our own home. And we'll export in our neighborhood and our work and school. So be blessed, be encouraged, be dismissed in Jesus' name.
Thanks for checking out the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. For more podcasts and additional information, visit us at lifechurchstpeters.com.